The federal government estimates that 5,000 people in the U.S. die each year from eating contaminated food. Today, the House of Representatives passed legislation aimed at cleaning up our food. NPR's Joanne Silberna reports on what's in the bill.
Congressman John Dingell is one of the key forces behind the bill. On the floor of the House today, the Michigan Democrat said Congress has been working on food safety legislation long enough.
This is a good bill. As I have pointed out, it's old enough to vote.
Industry has resisted legislation for years, but this Food Safety Enhancement Act is a bill with few enemies. Tom Stensel heads the United Fresh Produce Association.
I think the bill has broad support, not only from the fruit and vegetable industry, but consumer groups, environmental groups, the food industry, processed food. That's a rare occurrence in this town when you get that type of broad-based support.
One big reason for the support: recent food outbreaks have made people afraid to eat eggs and tomatoes and peanut butter and spinach. Again, Tom Stensel.
The last outbreak of foodborne disease that was associated with spinach was in September of 2006, almost 3 years ago, and spinach consumption in the United States is still below where it was 3 years ago.
The legislation gives the Food and Drug Administration authority that many people thought it already had, says Amiga Dia with Consumers Union, which supports the legislation.
First, it would give FDA the power to mandatorily recall food that's been contaminated. It doesn't have that power currently, and it will have that power under this bill.
The bill sets up inspection schedules for food production facilities every 6 to 12 months for places where contamination is more likely. Food producers would have to register with the government and pay $500 annually per facility. That fee was lowered from $2,000 to bring in more industry support. Facilities would have to file and follow a safety plan. Gadea says the idea is to change the FDA's approach.
We'll shift the agency to a preventative focus rather than a reactive focus once dangerous foods have already entered the marketplace.
Stensel of the Produce Growers Association says fruit and vegetable growers could expect to see standards set for things like irrigation water and worker hygiene.
We don't have processed foods that are sterile. You know, we grow our product out in a natural environment. We've got to make sure that the very best science is applied, and growers across the country or imported product as well know exactly what they need to be doing to be as safe as they can.
There are a few holdouts. Grain producers are concerned, and correctly say the bill's supporters, that record-keeping would be too burdensome. But cattle ranchers dropped their objections after the elimination of a provision that would have authorized the FDA to conduct farm inspections. Meanwhile, it's not done yet. In the Senate, food safety legislation is on hold, stuck in the checkout line behind health care. Joanne Silberner, NPR News, Washington.